House.
For almost half your life, you've been part of Game of Thrones, and next year the series is coming to an end.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of like trying to work out how I feel about it at the moment. It's strange because it is, as you said, it's been a huge part of my life. It's like a real one of those milestones in your life. So I'm excited because it's sort of a new territory for me now, and it's also quite nice to be freed from, you know, Game of Thrones has got quite a restrictive schedule. So it's exciting to have, you know, time around. But yeah, very sad because I've made some, you know, friends for life on that show. It really is like a family. So yeah, sad but exciting, bittersweet.
So everyone has seen Game of Thrones, it's so popular. Did you ever care to watch it by yourself, or was it just like a job you didn't care about?
No, I definitely. What every week when it comes out, yeah. I'm there waiting to see it, because that's the thing. We're all fans of the show as well. It's not like we just do it and we go home and we forget about it. We love Game of Thrones, And so we always watch the first episode at a premiere, but beyond that, we don't really see it. So we're watching it at the same time as everyone else. So I'm always there waiting with the remote ready to catch a good scene.
There are tons of theories about Bran, yeah. Him being the Night King, yeah. Famous right now. Which one's your favorite, maybe a funny or weird one?
I've always liked the whole theory that it's like Bran Stark, he's the sort of, he is the three-eyed raven from his dreams when he was younger, like that kind of self-fulfilling prophecy that he then goes back in time to go into his dreams to be like guiding him so he can become the three, like a big paradoxical time thing. And also the fact that Varys is a mermaid. I don't know if you've heard that theory. It's quite outlandish, but I quite like that because he gets everywhere so quickly, they reckon.
So it's done now, everything is ready. What's your favourite scene of Bran?
Ooh. For me personally, my favourite scene I got to film was when I was in the Vision and the Night King grabs Bran, because not many characters get to have an interaction that close with the Night King and stay alive. So that was fun. I was literally walking through. There were 100 people all dressed as full zombies. And I'm walking through going like, it was really cool. Really cool.
And what would be your personal favorite ending for the show?
Bran wakes up and it was all a dream and everyone's fine. No, Ned's still around. No one's been murdered. You can all chill out, have a cup of tea.
Who's your favorite character?
I think probably Tyrion. I think he's another one of these characters whose weapon is his wits, which is, rare in a world as brutal as Game of Thrones. It's nice to see there are characters who might, you know, not be the strongest on paper, but in reality have got far more to offer. And he also is really funny and injects a bit of humour into, you know, a pretty dark world.
Everyone wants to know how it ends, and you can't tell anything, but is it really not that hard? You have to be very careful, I think, so you
yeah.
say a little word and...
Yeah, well, I know, and that's the thing, and also people will interpret whatever you say as having some kind of meaning, and something you think a throwaway comment will suddenly be on the front page of some news outlet, like, yeah, Game of Thrones spoiled. It's like, no, I was just talking about, you know, something else. I'm pretty well versed in it now. I'm pretty good at not giving anything away. www.kölncampus.com